And you're listening to Morning Edition on KASU. It's 8:19. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Joining me on the phone lines right now is U.S. Senator John Bozeman. And Senator Bozeman, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you.
Hey, Jonathan. Thank you so much for having me. I wish I was in the studio with you personally. I looked forward to that. But again, thank you as always for having me.
Yeah, I know that you're in Arkansas, and there's a lot of things that are going on, especially with flooding that's taking place in Arkansas, and I would imagine that's what you're touring right now and looking at with different parts of the state is the flooding, especially across the Arkansas River.
I am very much so. I actually spent the night in Jonesboro last night, was planning on being there all day, but am right now in the car heading to Little Rock, and it's raining very, very hard. I look out of their farmers' fields, and I see them unplanted. And, you know, it's just a very difficult situation throughout the state, both with our farm community and now this catastrophe on the Arkansas River.
So we're going to talk about farming here in just a second. I wanted to ask you kind of what your thoughts on what's taking place here with all the flooding, and what are you telling local and county officials at this time?
Well, I grew up in Fort Smith, and they've really taken a lot of the brunt of this. And yet, you know, the entire Arkansas River basin, entire Arkansas River area is just inundated. So what we're trying to do, there's no way, Jonathan, that we can prevent nature from doing this, but we can react in the way that we should right now, and then also in the cleanup. So we're working with the governor's office, we're working with the president, with the declarations that we need. This is a true catastrophe. And then we will be working with FEMA and all of the other resources that we have. What we need now is for it to quit raining and for the water levels to go down. This is unusual in the sense that the just the current, how swift it is, and the fact that it's probably going to stay around for several days.
How can the federal government come in and help in this time? I know you talk about FEMA assistance in that, but how can they do that? And does the government have the money to be able to do that help with assistance?
No, the government has the money to do that. FEMA's allocated resources in that regard. So that will be okay. But it's just a matter of coordination. We're so blessed in our organized. The emergency assistance is working very, very well. You've got county judges that aren't affected that are calling the other county judges saying, you know, what can we do? What resources can we help you with? So we're a great state. Everybody's pulling together. And so it's just a matter of getting all that organized. The governor's doing a great job in that regard. So the federal component, we're just making sure that we are able to get all of the resources that we can muster, working with the state and local officials in order to do the best we can to contain this.
When we see these disasters, by the way, we're talking to U.S. Senator John Bozeman here on KASU. When you see these disasters and how 100-year floods are now happening much more frequently, what do you think should be done about this by way of, I mean, is it time for us to sit down and really have a serious conversation on climate change? Is this something that is really taking place because of climate change? And this is what some people are really worried about. Kind of your thoughts on that, please.
Well, I think, you know, you have to look back to the last great flood in the 1920s. And so we're at those levels, but it was flooding in the 1920s. So, yeah, I'm a guy that feels like that we need to do the very best with our emissions. We're blessed. We've got all kinds of resources in our country, you know, in regard to the economy. Cheap energy is very important. But we do need to do all that we can to make sure that we do the best as far as, you know, reducing pollution levels and things like that. And we can be very proud. We're actually probably the leader in the world in that regard over the last 10 years.
And let's take Pocahontas, for example, where you've got that area where you have like five rivers that kind of go in through that area, and that area where they said, you know, there's only been like a 100-year flood, and it's happened, you know, a couple of times over the past several years where there's been devastating flooding, and now we're seeing this along the Arkansas River. What do you think can be done to help states that are most prone by to flooding by rivers in some of those areas? Is it a levee issue, or are there other things that might be able to help when times like these happen so the flooding is not as impactful as it is, if that makes sense?
Well, the good news is that so far the Arkansas River levee system has held up well. Now, there is lots of flooding, but the levee system is doing pretty well. You just can't, you know, when you have 12, 14-inch rains, things like that, it's just very difficult. And what's happened is that in the Arkansas River Basin, much of the rains that we've had throughout Oklahoma and that part of the country have really just in a freakish way been concentrated right there. So the reservoirs in Oklahoma are filled to the brim. That's where all the flood control comes in. There's no flood control on the Arkansas River in Arkansas. It's all in Oklahoma. But those basins are filled to the brim, almost lapping over. And so that's why they're having to release this water. And the problem is it's continuing to rain. So it's a difficult situation, but it's going to take all of us working together to make sure that we do the best to, you know, to help those that have been affected in such a negative way.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman joining us here on KASU. You started off by talking about farmers. Obviously, farmers have taken a real brunt on this, you know, because of the wet year. And as you say, some people were not able to get out, you know, get the harvest done, and now they can't get into the fields because it just continues to rain. What do you think can be done to help those farmers who've been impacted by this, you know, by this particular weather, by these weather issues?
Well, it's really been a very difficult situation. It's kind of a perfect storm. We have the trade issues that have affected, but you know, all of these things coming together—very low commodity prices across the board, usually. In farm country, you'll have one commodity that's up, you know, others are down, you know, and you kind of figure that out. Now, we're in a situation where they're all down. So that, combined with the fact that as we just farmers not being able to get in the harvest because of being very wet, now they can't get out and plant. Farm bill in the last Congress, Democrats and Republicans working together, got a record number of votes in the Senate for it, and that provides a safety net. But you know, it's just very difficult on our farmers right now. So important for our economy. 1 in 6 jobs in Arkansas directly related to farming, and then it's probably 80 or 90% of the economy. So this is something that. You know, we're working hard. I'm on the Ag Committee. We're working with the Secretary of Agriculture, and really trying to figure out how we can provide all the relief that we can so that we continue to have the cheapest, safest food supply in the world.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman joining us here on KASU. So let me ask you, what are your thoughts? We'll switch off from flooding now to talk about yesterday's statements from Robert Mueller. Your thoughts on what happened yesterday and his overall statements?
Well, they spent 2.5 years investigating the president, and the issue primarily was collusion. And I think everybody agrees, found no collusion. In regard to the obstruction issue, evidence, but not enough evidence to say that the president committed a crime. And so, to be honest, I think we need to move on. 2.5 years, this and that. If there's not enough evidence in the system that we have generally, you don't have to prove that you're not guilty. They have to prove that you are guilty. And so I think we need to move on. I think we need to desperately deal with the problems like we've just talked about and many others that face our country, rather than continue to investigate, continue to dig up. The other thing is the fact that the the Russians did interfere is very important. And we're dealing with that now. I mean, I'm used to have the subcommittee that was in charge of Homeland Security on the appropriations aspect. Homeland Security is working very, very hard on this. If we remember, you know, the actual deed was done under the Obama administration, and hindsight's always 20/20. So I'm not, you know, casting dispersion there. But you know, this is something that we do need to take seriously and make sure that not only the Russians, but the Chinese and other actors are not able to do anything in that nature.
So when we talk about all of this, and we know we have another presidential election that's going to be coming up, what do you think can be done to be able to make sure that there is any kind of interference from any government, whether it's Russia or any government, as we get ready for the next presidential election that's right around the corner?
Well, you want to ensure the actual voting process and make sure that's somehow not hacked or whatever. The machines that we vote on are not hooked up to the internet, so you can't really do that. Along with that, Homeland Security is offering assistance to any state that wants it. And then I know that they are also, along with the FBI and other agencies, monitoring the all of the bots, the stuff that come out over the internet that, you know, try and influence. So there really is a coordinated activity to make sure that we have a free and fair election.
Last couple of questions here. What were your main takeaways from the president's weekend trip in Japan?
Well, the president is over there working hard to reassure that we are an ally, that we'll stand by Japan in the future. We're their nuclear umbrella. They need to know that we're going to be there for them. We certainly don't want Japan going nuclear to feel like they've got to protect themselves in that regard. Then South Korea would probably go nuclear. You'd have nuclear proliferation with Taiwan. That's not going to make any of us safer. Along with that, working hard to try and secure a trade agreement. 40% of our agricultural products are exported, and so we constantly need to be looking for new markets, not only in agriculture, in everything. And so I think that you know, is actually something that is moving forward and very, very important.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman, as always, thank you so much for joining us, and we will let you run and look forward to talking to you next month. But thank you for your time.
No, thank you so much for having me, as always. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you very much. That's U.S. Senator John Bozeman here. It's 8:33 on Morning Edition on KASU.